Welcome to the Pac-12 Women's Basketball Coaches Conference call. To ask a question, you may press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Natalia Ciccone, Assistant Commissioner, Communications.
Good morning, and thank you again for joining us today for the final women's Pac-12 Women's Basketball Coaches Teleconference of the year. One media advisory before we get started. Commissioner Larry Scott will be available for a media roundtable on Saturday at Key Arena at 4:30. Location will be posted in the media workroom. You will need a credential to attend the media roundtable with Commissioner Scott. So we'll get started right away. First on the call is Arizona State head coach Charlie Turner Thorne. Coach, if you would begin with an opening statement, please.
Sure. Yeah, we're excited to head to the Pac-12 tournament, and you know, obviously our season has been a struggle. It's been kind of a transition year with us, with no returning starters and a really young team, but we are definitely prepared to hopefully play some good basketball in the postseason here and you know, really just keep getting better. We're just, everything's a lesson this year for us, and everything's kind of new for a lot of these kids. So this will be, for most of them, their first Pac-12 tournament, and we know it's going to be well run, and we're very excited about the Pac-12 network and the coverage, and I think there's a lot of excitement, and the Seattle Storm has done a great job. So we're very excited about all that.
And now we'll open it up for questions to the media.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Your first question comes from the line of Brian Howell with the Boulder Daily.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Hi, good, Brian.
I just wanted to ask you about Colorado. You know, they made the biggest jump as far as the preseason predictions to where they finished. From ninth to fourth, what impressed you the most about Colorado this season?
You know, I think they just really did a good job of knowing who they were and playing their roles. And I think they really, you know, took a step forward in terms of the importance of rebounding and just, you know, working hard every possession. So, I think Chucky really stepped up for them, you know, and she was always been a good scorer, but I think she really grew as a leader, you know, as a player that could take over games consistently, you know, not just kind of here and there. You know, it hasn't been just her. I mean, I think overall the team is definitely, you know, they kind of figure out, you know, they just become more consistent in a lot of what they do, you know, better defensively, better rebounding, and that's what it takes.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Michelle Smith with ESPNW.
Hi, Charlie. You know, this tournament has changed venue a few times. Is there a particular excitement around this this fresh start in terms of the tournament coming up to Seattle?
I think so. I mean, anytime you have a new venue, you know, it is kind of exciting. And certainly, as I alluded to already, just, you know, with the whole tournament being covered on television, it's just going to be kind of a greater experience for the student athletes and their fans and everything. So, absolutely, yeah.
What's your hope for this weekend in terms of, you know, just what it does for maybe for the women's side of this conference?
Well, I think, you know, my hope this weekend and, you know, moving forward is that because of the television coverage and the timing of it, it's early, that it's really going to allow the NCAA Selection Committee to look hard at our conference and give us a good look. You know, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing I think about. You know, when we talked endlessly about whether to have it or not and all the pros and cons. I mean, I think the biggest reason was, you know, allow teams to, you know, get a few more wins that were on the bubble and, you know, really showcase ourselves. So, you know, for our seed. And, you know, in our opportunities in the NCAA tournament. And so, you know, I think that we're really positioned well for that right now with the way everything's structured.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from the line of Mary Murphy with Pac-12 Network.
Charlie.
Hey, Mary.
Just specific to your first round game, what do you guys really focus on this week that you need to do well to, you know, come away with a win against a team you didn't beat?
We're going to do something well. No, I'm just kidding. that wasn't a very positive comment. But, you know, we really, we obviously were very close in a lot of our games, and we haven't just really closed them out. And part of that is, you know, we definitely just need to be more consistent, honestly, on both ends of the floor. If you look at our games, both games this weekend, you know, if we would have made a few plays here and there, a few people didn't make a few breakdowns here and there, you know, we close them out. So just, you know, level of consistency, finishing our defense, making shots, you know, good shots, the shots that we execute, you know, we execute the offense to get the shot we want, we've got to be able to knock it down this weekend. And that's been a struggle for us in the games that we haven't closed out. You know, we've got good looks and we didn't finish them. So that is going to be huge for us.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Tammy Blackburn with Pac-12.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Tammy.
Good morning. Just a question just about the experience that some of your young talent may not have expected to get this year, but they did. And coupling that with being able to get Deja and Katie back next year, how much will that playing time of your youth play into those two great players who are going to be a welcome addition to that team?
Well, I think obviously them just getting thrown into the fire and, you know, not really having a lot of support and experience around them has forced them to grow a lot and, you know, really gives them about as good a blueprint as you could have for this is what you need to do this offseason to be where you need to be. So it's been, you know, it is a little bit of a blessing in some ways when you think about their growth and, you know, the direction of our program. And then, yeah, you know, I appreciate, obviously, with Katie and Deja waiting in the wings, we've got two, you know, very tough, experienced, skilled guards that are going to, you know, exponentially improve our team next year. And, you know, that immediately also just brings great competition to the table, which we didn't have this year. You know, people are just playing because we don't have options this year. And so I think everybody knows, every former athlete, coach, everybody, you need that competition day in and day out to honestly push people, you know, towards excellence and motivate them. Otherwise, it's kind of easy to just sort of be here and, you know, okay, yeah, you know, but not necessarily have that pressure every day of, you know, I don't want to lose my spot. You know, yeah. I got to keep earning this, you know, and like it or not, I mean, that's a reality for us, you know, with our athletes, and we'll have that back next year, and that'll be a healthy thing.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time this morning, and good luck in Seattle. That's all.
Okay, thanks, Natalie.
Sure thing.
Bye-bye.